Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Investigators say a jewelry robbery led to the seizures of guns and more than $200,000 worth of drugs in South Philly. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Investigators say 53-year-old Fu Chin barged into Chung's jewelry store 2 weeks ago at 9th and Arch Streets and smashed jewelry cases with a hammer, stealing about $120,000 worth of gold earrings, necklaces, and bracelets. Captain of Central Detectives Jason Smith says much of what the suspect was wearing was left behind, including latex gloves.
And one white and gray 76ers baseball cap was recovered outside of the business.
He says it's all been submitted for DNA testing. An investigator sifted through surveillance video and found the suspect getting into a Lexus.
From that tag information, detectives developed Fu Chin as a potential suspect.
Days later, SWAT went to Chin's house in South Philly, where they arrested him after a brief chase.
During a search of Chin's residence, detectives recovered two handguns, an AR-style rifle loaded with 27 live rounds, additional ammunition, as well as 26 and a half pounds of marijuana, which had an approximate street value of $200,000.
He remains in the hospital from injuries he sustained during that chase and faces robbery, drug, and gun charges. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
An arrest warrant email scam operating out of Montgomery County has officials there saying don't fall for it. KYW's John McDevitt reports the crooks are after cryptocurrency.
The Montgomery County District Attorney's Office and the Sheriff's Office are out with a warning about a scheme where an email is sent announcing an arrest warrant has been issued for failing to appear in court. It requests money to dismiss it. The recipient is issued to put money into a digital escrow via a Coinstar Bitcoin terminal. Documents that appear to be coming from the U.S. District Court, Eastern District of PA, the FDIC, and the U.S. Supreme Court are attached to the email. Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele says money is never involved if there is a warrant issued for someone's failure to appear in court for any reason. A failure to appear warrant must be handled in front of a common pleas judge. He adds Bitcoin is not a currency accepted by Montgomery County's criminal justice system. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Residents of a rundown West Philadelphia apartment building remain in limbo after a judge postponed the approval of the purchase of the building by the Philadelphia Housing Authority. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Tenants of the Brith Shalom Affordable Senior Complex have been complaining about conditions there for some 15 years, charging the absentee owners neglected maintenance, leading to plumbing and electrical breakdowns and fire code violations. Then last year, the owners defaulted and the building was put into receivership, but tenant Gail Peddle says conditions continue to deteriorate.
They didn't put money into areas where they would have made it safe and habitable.
The 90 tenants who've remained faced displacement next month when PGW has notified them it will shut off service and when a sheriff sale is scheduled. They thought they found a solution when PHA agreed to buy the building, but the bank that now owns it failed to produce the necessary paperwork for court approval. Another hearing is scheduled for August 26th. Tenant Marguerite Bird is hopeful.
If they were to buy it and fix it up like it's supposed to be, I think everybody would be happy. I do.
PHA confirmed its intention to buy the building but declined further comment. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A community center in South Camden has a brand new wing dedicated to health and wellness. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more from the Wiggins Center.
Basic health checkups, screenings, and immunizations are now available at Health First Care and Wellness Center at Wiggins, which is a repurposed former school building.
At the crux of all this, it's about helping people.
Camden Mayor Vic Karstarfin went to elementary school in this building and says his family would have loved to see resources like this available back then.
And we talk about keeping the main thing, all the time. And if you're helping people, what we're providing here, that's what's happening, and it's encouraging.
The services available at the center will be free of charge for patients, with money coming from the city and the county. No appointments are necessary for sexual health services on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Appointments are required for immunizations on Mondays and Wednesdays. In Camden, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.